Can you just describe just sort of the confidence level of this team at this point?
Well, I mean, when you get here, you're obviously playing on top of your game when you get this far in the playoffs and this group. We've had a belief in this room since day one, so nothing's changed now. We know that we're getting a very good opponent in Washington who played really well and beat some good teams to get where they are. So, we've been in this situation before with this group of guys, and we're definitely comfortable. You know what has worked and what hasn't so far, and we'll look to continue the success we've had, more especially on home ice.
What do you mean by comfortable?
Like I just said, we've been here in this situation before, so we're comfortable in the surroundings and the settings and the situation that we're in at this time of the year. So, there's no panic or nervousness. We're excited, and we realize the challenge that we have with Washington, and we need to execute the game plan.
What do you see as the key to winning this series?
Winning four games.
Scoring more goals.
Each time you play a new opponent, we've had the luxury of this in this playoffs to have a couple days of rest and to allow our coaching staff to prepare us in the best way they can. These guys are a very skilled group. They're very deep, like we are. And we just need to continue doing what we've done, which is staying disciplined, not turning pucks over, and playing really good defensive hockey. I think at this time of the year, that's what wins. We've seen that in the past. It's been a committed group.
Still got eight.
You have an opponent coming in that just gets this colossal monkey off their back to finally get through Pittsburgh, and they come in. What kind of team are you expecting to come in the aftermath of that?
I think that's getting blown out of proportion a little bit in terms of, the media talking about while they finally made it, is there going to be a letdown? But those guys are just as excited as we are to be here. It's a different team every year. It's different players. The past is the past. I think you get into these situations and you go out there and you want to win. They have their time to celebrate. We've had our time to celebrate. It's no easy feat coming and getting to the conference final, but I think once that puck drops, it's two teams that want to, have a chance to get to the Stanley Cup final. So it should be a good series.
You had 8 days between games, one between the first and second round. This is a little bit shorter. Is this a little bit more of an ideal break between?
I don't know what's ideal at this time of year. They had a couple days too, so. Guys are banged up on probably all the teams at this time of the year to begin with. So anytime you can get a few days of rest, it's definitely welcomed. But once you're in the mindset of playing playoff hockey, you just want to keep playing. So like I said, we've had some time to prepare as of today. We just want to get going and play tomorrow.
During the regular season, you went 2-1-0 against the Caps. Is that in your mind at all at this point?
I think we went 0-3 against New Jersey and 1-3 against Boston, so that should answer the question. That means nothing at this time of the year, so it's a fresh start. That's the beauty of the playoffs. Each game you have an opportunity to go out there and do something special, and that's what this group's looking to do.
How much of a factor was the team's speed in the series against Boston? How do you see that compared to the
Washington? Well, I don't think we change much at all. That's our team identity, using our speed in the transition, in the forecheck, to break out of our zone. It's an identity that we've had for a while with this group, so we're not going to change anything. We're going to continue to utilize that speed, and I think when we're at our best, we're like we have been so far, is we're not turning pucks over. We're using our speed to get pucks in deep and going back and getting them. So we're not going to change much.
Do you get matchups right now, with just how much confidence your team has had leading up to this point? Is there really that much emphasis on matchups, or are you pretty confident with the
all-time
guys getting
the job done against the Caps? Well, I think if you look in the past, Coops, he likes his matchups, so I would expect that you're probably going to get certain matchups on the ice, especially on home ice. That's why you have that advantage. So I'd expect there'd be some lines that are going to get some matchups in this series. So I'll find out tomorrow.